Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Insights and Published Magazine and Broadcast, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am so excited because we have Kim Zilliax with us. Kim is a leadership consultant and coach with nearly 20 years of experience in her field. She develops leaders in all industries, across all functions, through one-on-one coaching, leadership workshops, and corporate webinars. She also speaks at conferences and to various organizations all across the globe. Using her prior experience in managerial roles, both in high-tech and for nonprofit sectors, she coaches her clients and program participants to increase their leadership skills, thereby contributing to organizational and career growth. As a published author, Kim has written about leadership strategies for women and often speaks to leadership groups of women about leadership development and career growth. And I'm so excited to have you here, Kim. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Vicki.
I wanted to start by asking you, what inspires you to write?
Good question. To be honest, the end result. I myself am not inspired to write, but the idea of impacting people on the greatest scale possible through media in terms of writing outweighs sort of my aversion to taking the time to write my message down in text.
Oh, well, you know, I'm so glad you do overcome that because you have inspired so many with your writing and you've participated and authored a number of different books. And so I'm so glad that you've been able to overcome that and actually share your wisdom and communication with us because I know it's been so inspiring to me.
Thank
so
you.
Tell me, Kim, how do you inspire others?
Well, I'd like to think that my writing inspires others to be great, to feel more confident about themselves and their contribution, both inside of their work and outside, to contribute on a larger scale to their organizations and to their communities. And just to live great lives. So that really is the main message of my work as a whole. So if I am doing that, that is the end result for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm so glad that you shared that you had somewhat of a reluctance to write because, you know, we all probably do to some extent, or most of us do to some extent, and maybe even a little bit of fear of that level of communication and expressing ourselves. So tell us a little bit about how and when you actually started writing.
Really, I became intentional about writing just a couple years ago. I'm the typical person that said, yes, someday I will write a book. And I've known for my career it would be a wise idea. But really, 2 years ago, I set it as a goal. And when I set things as a goal, I achieve them. So since then, I've been published in 3 books and then, of course, now this magazine. It took me some time to figure out my own voice and what I'm here to say. And as I alluded to earlier, it turns out my message has been really the same for all of my life, but it takes wisdom to listen to ourselves powerfully. And, you know, fortunately, I allowed myself to do so. I've really been a coach for my entire life, from my younger siblings to the neighbor kids who I taught to swim in our pool when I was 8 to the 18-year-old boys that I coached in tennis as a 17-year-old girl, and then consistently throughout my career as a professional executive coach now, my mantra is still the same. It's you can do it. It's just I'm a fundamental coach at heart, and in particular, I'm really enjoying working with women to reduce what I call the confidence gap, which holds so many of us back from our own greatness.
You know, it sounds like you've come by this so naturally from the time you were really young, the whole idea of coaching, and now this wonderful leadership coaching you're doing with women. How did you actually come about deciding to do this great work?
It definitely was an iterative process. I'd say I was in sales, and as a sales manager, just loved my favorite aspect of that, of course, was developing my reps and my employees to be better in what they did, but also to feel more confident in themselves. And so, and as I noticed, as I was doing the training across the country, I noticed that that's just what I love to do, to go out and impact lots of people, have them, you know, feel better after working with me than before. So that just sort of developed into my own consulting business, and then, you know, really just being someone that's out there in the world, like so many great people, contributing to people's happiness, I'd like to say, and well-being.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And what a wonderful expression of your talent that we can all share with you. You know, so many times writing and public speaking and coaching go somewhat hand in hand. So how have the aspects of writing and public speaking impacted your career and your message?
I will just say I'm having a blast in my career. I think I hope it's not a peak, or if it's a peak, it's going to last for a long time. I love public speaking, and I'm fortunate to be doing more and more of it these days. I will say, unlike writing, it just plays to my natural personality type of a pretty strong extrovert, as well as a bit of a thespian. So it's just really fun to be up in front of the room and entertaining people, teaching them something they either didn't know before coming in, or reminding them of something that they had forgotten or they needed to hear again. So especially having them walk away with a greater sense of self and practices for self-improvement, that's just always my goal. And for me, the bigger the audience, the better. You know, number one, you have that group dynamic of where the participants really contribute to each other. And, of course, I'm personally able to contribute to more people that are in the room. And then just as the circles in the pond, as you drop a rock, you know, the more people that are in the rooms that I speak to, hopefully they share the message with the people in their lives and, you know, continues to contribute beyond just those folks.
Yeah, and I think what's so great, Kim, about the fact that you've also started contributing from the standpoint of the written word is that I'm sure you make some of the work that you've done available to people who lead these engagements, and then they have something to take home with them of what they've learned from you, too.
Yeah, so, and I'll add, because I don't want to downplay that contribution, Vicki, I will just add that, of course, you know, a book is so much easier to access than, you know, obviously, than coming to an event. So the book has, the books have really allowed me to contribute to those people that maybe aren't sponsored by their organizations to come to events or do workshops, et cetera, and it's just such an easy and quick way to contribute. In fact, I find myself a lot of time in my coaching saying, oh, you need my book. I'm going to send it to you. This is just an easy way. Do my chapter. And that's a lot of the coaching that I do. So that it's been fun and very, very useful.
Yeah, and it certainly also allows people to have access to you on a global level, which is just really fantastic, since anymore there doesn't seem to be any geography if you can use these wonderful communication vehicles out of our reach and for people to reach you. How do you define writing success?
Being done. It's kind of like a shirt I saw one time that said the best part of running is having it be done. same thing with writing for me. But seriously, if my message is clear and causes the reader to take action and learn, that's success. So as long as I've gotten that down, you know, on paper / on the screen, and it's in a way where people can understand it and apply it to themselves, and whatever my writing quirks don't get in their way, then that's a success for me.
Wow. So it's actually people being able to get your very unique message out there that you're putting out in the world, which is a fantastic thing. What is the main message that you would really love to be heard in your writing?
So it really is one of empowerment. Absolutely. I hope people read whatever I write and hear and speak about and feel better about themselves. And I hope that they walk away having a plan or at least some practices for continuing to improve themselves to reach their goals. And for women in particular, as I touched on earlier, it's, you know, a message that I'd like to have come across is it's time to doubt yourself less, stand up for yourself more, and command a leadership presence that earns you that seat at the table. So for women, we, as many others have written about, we still get in our own way. So we still have so many self-defeating behaviors that limit the power that we exude and limit how we're perceived. And also, you know, we still need to educate, quite frankly, organizations, you know, the business world and the world in general about women and about what we contribute and about how much we have to offer and how to interact with us. And a lot of the workshops and speeches I give, it is education. There are men in the room that just quite frankly still don't quite know how to interact and engage with the women around them that are so strong. That's not the dynamic they necessarily grew up in, or it's just still so new in our society. So I think a lot of it is education for just how this is all going to work and how it all works.
Mm. And, you know, what a really important facilitation that you're doing with that. I actually just saw a movie yesterday on Margaret Thatcher's life, and it was just amazing how she, for her time, had so much strength and was able to come up without any concern about what anyone thought with her policies and her philosophy. And I was so excited because I knew I was going to be meeting with you today, and I thought, here's an example of, you know, a 24-hour period where I've had these marvelous, strong women in my life in one way or another that really have contributed so enormously to our culture in that way. And
yeah.
So many women still need to hear the message, too. So, you know, what you're doing out there is just incredibly important. And I know so many people have learned from you and what you teach and what you speak on and what you write about. But what have you learned through your writing?
That's a really great question. I've definitely learned that I have something to say. I think that's a common experience for writers that I've heard, and it's been wonderful to go through it myself. So for when I wrote a single chapter in a book, I had to look at the one message that I wanted to share out of the sort of 10 to 15 leadership topics that I typically speak about. And when I looked at the theme of my coaching and speaking, I saw that it's all about, like I've said, developing that inner core of confidence. And from there, whether male or female, one has the ability to be a great leader. So without that strong foundation, it just doesn't work. You know, we as human beings, we compensate either way. We either overcompensate for our insecurities by being arrogant, inauthentic, unkind, demeaning, etc. We've all seen that. Or we undercompensate by doubting ourselves, not trusting others, and not being innovative, sort of sticking to the status quo and not taking risks. And either way, it just doesn't work. So for me, I've just seen that I think most of my life and career has been in building that strong core, certainly for myself and for others, because from there, it just works. You know, life. What I always say to people, and what I said last night to the students in the course that I teach at Santa Clara University, you know, you can write your own ticket. If you're a good person, you're confident about yourself in appropriately, and you're doing the right things, you can have, you can, like I said, you can write your own career. So, and otherwise it becomes sort of chance, whether you are successful or not. So that's what I've learned.
Well, that is so valuable, such great information to share. And, you know, I think when you were pointing out your feelings about writing or what you see in a lot of women, I don't know, you're certainly in the catbird seat to be able to really know if this is true, but I've heard it say that women do not write because they feel that their message is not important enough to be heard, where men do not write because they feel they've communicated their message on so many different levels that they don't need to communicate it again. They don't need to bother with it. And I don't know if you found that to be true because you do so much work with women, but I know a lot of the women that I talk with, at least on the women's side of things, that certainly seems to be very prevalent.
Wow, I love that. And absolutely would agree with it, have not read about that, but I know that in speaking, that's absolutely the case. So as I, you know, as I've read and as I've worked with thousands of people, I do know women, we don't speak up. So I do a lot of my training and coaching for women to just get their voice in the room, have their voice be heard, speak up. And it's really when they don't, it is that those conversations that I don't know, you know, what I have to say isn't quite as important, or I'm not sure if I'm right, that self-doubt, or for whatever reasons holding themselves back. And absolutely, I will say in my work with men, where I work on communication skills with them, a common statement is, but I've already said that.
Isn't that interesting?
And it's okay. And that's, by the way, not about just men, but we all know that we need to hear, in the marketing world, we know we need to hear things about 7 times for it to really register. So I do remind those that say that about that fact that you actually have to say the message many times. And by the way, sometimes you said it so many other times other than to the person that needs to hear it. So it feels like you've said it, several times. But to your point, I will say that most of the men I work with, or I would say, you know, by far a larger percentage of the men that I work with would say that than the women, for sure.
Interesting. It's so interesting. As I said, I felt I wanted to bring it up because if anyone could confirm that, it would be you with the amazing and great work that you do. So you're always, every time we talk, Kim, you're always up to something new and exciting. So what are you up to now? What are, like, your latest projects?
Well, I laugh at that question because, as I've talked about with you today, that writing is doesn't come as naturally to me, but... And this year I'm actually going to write my own full book and get it out there. I've contributed to a number of books, and it's really time to have my own sort of calling card, if you will. So I'm going to write about each one of the main topics that I speak on, now that I have so much energy around each of them and my own voice around them. So just, you know, that ability to contribute to the larger audience, to really just, help get the messages out there. I'm excited. So I've set that up. And I'd also, I have some great projects and I want to expand on them just to do more and more keynotes for organizations wanting to increase the leadership of their employees. So that's really where my business is going, as I play to that strength of just, you know, we all like to be entertained and you always want an engaging, you know, keynote speaker up there. And as I've admitted, as I coach my women to do, as I've admitted that that's a strength of mine and that it's just really fun, that's, I think, where you'll hopefully start to see my message expand and my contribution expand.
You know, Kim, you know what I love about what you just said is that you were saying you contributed to chapters of books and you've done articles and you've done a number of different things, and that actually paved the way for you to do something much bigger. And so many of us, sometimes we wait for that bigger thing and we don't take the steps that get us on the roll to get to that bigger thing. And you've done that with speaking and writing. And I think that's so admirable and really important for people who are kind of waiting until they go to that really big thing rather than sticking their toes in the water and just really get moving on the process.
Yeah, that's really great. Always baby steps. If you notice you're stuck, take smaller steps. That's good.
Oh, what great advice. I love that. I really love that. Take smaller steps. Really, I just love the way you put that. It raised visions in my head that are really lovely. I know that the information you shared today was so valuable, but we only had a short time together. Where can our listeners and readers find out more about you and tap into more of your wisdom, Kim?
Well, my personal website is www.kzleadership.com. So I'm, constantly posting the books, the articles, et cetera, there. And I loved LinkedIn. So if anyone's inspired to connect on LinkedIn and, want to engage my message or wisdom in any way, would love to connect.
Oh, fantastic, Kim. Thank you so much for that. And before we part, I just wanted to say congratulations on your new bestseller, international bestseller, Ready, Aim, Excel, and the contribution you made to that great book. So it's just been a thrill to have you here today, and I know I always learn so much when we're together, and I'm so glad that you have afforded all of your wisdom to others that are here listening or reading today.
Thanks, Vicki. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.